Madame Strange, Teller of the Future, by R. A. Conti, Book 5, Yoli, Chapter 23. Bianca's phone rang in the middle of a session with a client. Damn, I thought I put that thing on mute. I'm getting careless, she thought. She hoped the interruption wouldn't ruin the session. Sorry about that, she apologized. The client seemed unperturbed. It's okay. It happens to me all the time. Now, you were saying? I see rosy times ahead for you, but nothing extraordinary. No new love affairs. Well, that's good, the woman replied, grinning. My husband will be relieved. Bianca smiled. No babies are winning the lottery or new cars, just contentment. I hope you're not disappointed. Heck no, that's good news after what I've been through. I could use some normalcy. Bianca didn't know how she knew this woman needed the predictions she shared, but felt pleased she was right. Most customers didn't want to hear that things would be normal. They came because their lives were mundane. They hoped for prophecies of something extraordinary in the future. Bianca often had to hint at stuff without giving details, just to convince them they were getting their money's worth. They usually left satisfied with her readings. This woman seemed pleased, however, she wasn't ready to leave yet. Bianca wondered what else she wanted. Maybe this stranger hadn't come for a reading at all. She was never sure how the people who needed her real help found her. They sat in silence. Bianca waited. The woman didn't say anything. Bianca nudged the woman. Was there something else? She asked. Oh, sorry. I guess you have other customers. I shouldn't take up any more of your time. My time is yours, Bianca replied. Other customers can wait. That's very kind of you. It was Bianca's cue. So, talk to me, she said. What's going on? The woman sighed. It started out nice, but things went downhill really fast, she began. Before you begin, why don't you tell me your name? Yolanda. My friends call me Yoli. It's my pleasure to meet you, Yoli, Bianca replied as warmly as she could. She needed a shift from detached fortune teller to sympathetic confidant. What things are you referring to? Everything, Yoli answered, looking down. Everything. She felt silent again. Bianca waited for details. This may come as a surprise to you, but I'm a fortune teller, not a mind reader. Yoli smiled. Of course. Let's see. Where do I begin? I find it best to begin at the beginning. Stories tend to make more sense that way. Yoli nodded. She seemed embarrassed to go on. It's not easy, she confessed. It never is. Try anyway. Take your time. I can wait. But not too much longer, Bianca thought. My husband doesn't know anything about any of this. Bianca smiled to encourage Yoli to be frank. Don't worry, Yoli. I won't tell him, she said. Everything you say here is completely confidential. Yoli nodded. I was 14 and Dave was 17. He was a guitarist in a band. It was the best band I ever heard in my life. What did I know about bands at that age? Pretty much nothing. But that's not important. It wasn't the band that attracted you, was it? Bianca interrupted. Yoli shook her head. It was the guitarist. Yoli nodded sheepishly. Bianca nodded too. Been there. Please go on. Yeah, but I bet you didn't go there the way I did. You see, I fell in love with Dave at the first song I heard him play. I don't even remember what it was. I don't think the band ever recorded it. But the way he played, the way he strummed those strings and moved his fingers on the frets, well, I wanted him to move his fingers like that way on me. It happened that fast. To you and to probably thousands of other girls. Yeah, but what happened afterward probably didn't happen to other girls. Usually the band members don't want anything more than one-night stands from their female fans. Dave wanted more. A lot more. I figured that because I was 14 and he was 16, 17, he wouldn't even talk to me and let alone be interested in me. He told me later that he'd noticed me in the crowd and couldn't take his eyes off me. To this day, I don't know why. I think I know. You're gorgeous, Yoli. You were probably gorgeous back then. No, I was clumsy, gawky, skinny, and mostly clueless. But not to him, obviously, Bianca commented. Yoli nodded. He couldn't believe that I was only 14. He introduced me as his girlfriend that lost her birth certificate and was actually much older than she claimed. It was our little joke. So, how long did it last? a couple of years, long enough that we got to know each other pretty well. Of course, there wasn't much to know because we were so young. Our lives were just beginning. What changed? I got pregnant. Bianca nodded. That's when it usually changes, she thought. Poor girl. Then Yoli added something Bianca had never heard before. He was ecstatic. He said it was like a dream come true to have a beautiful, wonderful girlfriend and make a baby with her. He wrote a song about us, but it wasn't very good. I didn't care. I wasn't paying much attention to his guitar playing or songwriting by then. So he wanted the baby? You were lucky. That doesn't happen to most girls in similar situations. I hope you're happily married to him now. Yoli shook her head. He wanted the baby and me. I didn't want the baby, just him. I hated babies and kids. He convinced me to stay pregnant. He told me I would change when I had my own kid. I went behind his back and arranged to give up the baby for adoption as soon as it was born. It? You don't know what sex it was? Oh, it was a girl. Okay, go on. He was shocked. It was the first time I saw him angry, really angry. He didn't hit me or anything, but he no longer wanted to be with me. I could tell he cooled when he didn't touch me even after I'd healed from giving birth and was eager to have sex again. He made excuses. There was always another rehearsal or gig, and he was just too tired. I didn't know what to do. Yoli paused. Bianca sensed her recollections hurt her somewhat. I also didn't know what he did behind my back. He tracked the baby down and found out who adopted it. You mean your daughter? Yoli's face changed from calm to ferocious. No, it's not mine, she exclaimed. I don't have a daughter. Sorry. Please go on. How long before you broke up? Yoli sighed. Not long. He was in college. He stopped coming home on weekends. When he did, he rarely called me. Finally, I told him not to bother me anymore. I knew he wasn't interested. What did he say to that? He thanked me and hung up. So that was the end of it? For years, I thought it was. I moved on. Met Keith after college and got married. No kids. Neither of us wanted them. Yoli became lost in her recollection. Bianca sensed the crux of Yoli's story was just ahead in the telling. She waited. That was how we bonded. We made fun of moms in the park with their baby strollers. Yoli paused again. The first time we met, I was sitting, reading a book on a bench at lunchtime. I liked getting out of the office into the fresh air. The benches were usually crowded at that hour, but I happened to be alone that day. Keith sat down. I ignored him. Moms were going by, or maybe they were nannies. We were in Rittenhouse Square. There were a lot of well-to-do people living in the neighborhood. Anyway, he started mumbling. I thought he was trying to get my attention, but I ignored him. He wasn't, though. He was commenting on the kids going by. It was really negative stuff, but funny as hell. Look at them. The future of humanity. All piss, shit, vomit, and screaming. Why does anybody bother? What possible reward could anyone get out of having the little monsters? He said. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, but I didn't react. Bianca didn't react either. She waited for Yoli to go on with her story. I wonder how much they pay her to take care of the little shit, he went on. I can't imagine needing a job like that. I'd rather just kill myself if I ever got that desperate. Why would anyone want one of those things? I replied, low enough so only he could hear me. I know! People must be crazy. Am I right? He agreed. I'll never be that crazy. If I want to ruin my life, there are better ways to do it, I added. He was quiet for a moment or two. Then he surprised the hell out of me. Would you like to have dinner with me tonight? He asked. I was floored. I wondered if I'd just been stupid enough to fall for a pickup, as crude as it was. But I couldn't turn him down. I'd never met a man who called kids little shits. Most of the guys I dated wanted kids more than they wanted me. I was just a baby machine to them. I didn't want to be a baby machine. I wanted a man who wanted me, not his own kids. Someone who would go on wanting me for the rest of my life. I had to know if this strange guy was like that. I said yes. I took Keith back to my place after dinner and stripped down as soon as we got inside. I'm on the pill, I whispered. I always use a condom anyway, he replied, and then proudly showed me the one he took from his wallet. Let's get to it then, I said. We got to it, and it was like the earliest days with Dave, when it was only him, his sweet guitar, and passion. A great deal of passion, and it stayed that way until now. So what's changed? Bianca asked. Dave contacted me on Facebook. I made a mistake of friending him, thinking we could just catch up. He didn't say anything much at first, but then he wrangled my phone number out of me and called me. He's been part of the kid's life for years. Now she wants to be part of mine. I came here hoping you would tell me nothing would change and I would be safe from her. Now I'm wondering if that's true. Do you think I lied to you, Yoli? I never lie, and I don't like dissatisfied customers. I'll refund your money. Keep it. I probably owe you more for listening to my story. Bianca shook her head. She knew Yoli came to see her because she needed more than someone to listen to her. It seemed like it would be up to Bianca to find a way to help Yoli deal with this crisis in her life. So, I gather you haven't decided what to do about this, Bianca asked. Yoli shook her head. Have you looked at the options? What options? Yoli asked. I see several paths. What are they? Bianca heard a challenge in Yoli's voice. She didn't like telling people what their options were. She felt she might restrict their freedom to choose. Bianca might see only the paths that appeared to her, but because she wasn't living the other person's life, she might miss the other paths they ought to consider. She preferred prompting them to think through the problems for themselves. I can't answer that, Yoli, but I can offer my services any time you need me. I'm here for you. Feel free to come back when you need to talk. Consider me your friend. I won't charge you anything. Yoli nodded, stood up abruptly, and walked out. Bianca feared she had yet let Yoli down and wondered if she would ever see Yoli again.